Blog Talk Radio.
Self-care. Well, basically, it was actually kind of a bit moody, like, move from where I was living before, and I have to admit, it's the best thing that I ever did in my life. So I've been up here for 3 years, and I've been able to say that I am blessed. I'm very honored and blessed to be able to do the things I want to do in my life, and I'm just, I know I mentioned stuff that I've done so many times to get where I am today, to be able to do what I'm doing, and I just feel very blessed because I know not a lot of people have these opportunities like I do in my life, and some people, when they get to be my age, and I am 42, they become very bitter even before this time, because I think deep down inside, when people have dreams, they have to give it up for whatever reason in life, and I just think if you get older, I mean, you should not have to give up your dreams. I mean, if it's something that you want to do, I mean, I'm very happy and thankful that I'm going to say that I don't have to regret nothing in my life. So, you know, just to start off with, I'm so very thankful and such, and I have to say there's been quite a few people that have been helping me out. You know, well, they're not handing me things, but they're actually helping me and pointing me in the correct direction of my path and my destination, and it is to work with Jackie Chan. Now, in my life, people, whatever they want to see on the internet, it doesn't matter because they laugh, because people is not in my life. And the thing you got to remember, I mean, as an adult, you can walk away from the internet. And so words do not matter. And I've learned that I don't have to bring any negativity in my life. It's nice and peaceful. I get up every day. I have a job. I pay for my own roof over my head. And this is something that I do want to mention. I've said this a couple of times. In the past 10 years of being in the entertainment business, I feel so damn lucky and proud. And I can state this because I know out there how it is and how men and women can use each other in the entertainment, even in regular life, because I've had, you know, like exes in the past that, you know, had used me because, you know, they were nothing but low life. And I'm glad I woke up and I've decided in my life that I will never have to settle in my life ever, ever again. Because when you settle, you know what happens? You end up with crap. And that's basically the truth. But, you know, the one thing I am proud, when I get to be on a set with Jackie Chan, and we both talk funny, I have the authentic Boston accent, and Jackie talks funny as it is, which I'm so used to, and I can understand what Jackie's all about and stuff. We would have a great conversation. But the one thing I can state to him, and I'm very proud, every set I've worked on, anybody can vouch for when I've worked on a set, I have never once used a man, sat there like a cute little girl would think, you know, oh, I'm cute, I'm going to bat my eyelashes and flirt with many as men as I can to think that they have a chance with me to get what I want out of the entertainment business. No, I actually worked for it. I never once had to do that. I never had to sleep with anybody to get anything on set. And, yes, I had to, you know, work for what I wanted in life. And I'm proud. Past 10 years, all the work that I have been doing, I've been waiting patiently, networking and looking and doing my homework, everything I'm supposed to do to get to my dream to work with Jackie Chan, I will be doing it. And it doesn't matter what anybody says, because I know next year, 2013, the year of the water snake, that's when I'm going to be on set with Jackie Chan. I feel it in my heart, and no one can tell me that I am not going to work with Jackie Chan next year. I know I am going to be on the set working with Jackie Chan, and I just cannot wait, because everything I've gone through in my life, no matter what anybody said to me, and so I am not looking for revenge. I don't care. I mean, you know, I'm looking to better myself as a human being, as an individual. It's what makes me who I am. And I'm Shelly Nunchucks. And you look up IMDb, no one has my actor's name in the whole business. There is only one Shelly Nunchucks. And I picked that name, and it does fit. When I first picked it, they were like, oh, you can't have that. And I'm like, why can't I have Shelly Nunchucks as an actor's name? Well, you can't really do that. But why? And people are like, well, that's not right. And I'm like, okay, well, what am I supposed to pick? And people were saying, because of my, you know, part of my heritage, some Irish name or Italian name, but why? Why do I have to pick an actor's name based on what, you know, what if I'm Italian or Irish or something? I never understood that. So I picked something short and sweet, Shelly Nunchucks. You can call it Nunchucks, because sometimes if you're hitting your head and stuff with the Nunchucks, you kind of go numb. But, you know, it just stands out. And I guarantee anybody that's heard my name will never forget it. Even from 10 years ago, they'll never forget my name. Whether people like me or not or whatever it is, they will still remember my name from 10 years ago. Because I know I stand out. And not only do I stand out, I sound like I stand out too with my Boston accent. So that's definitely true here. And to let you know, I've worked really, really hard. And, you know, for one thing in my life, I've learned that it's better to have less people who I can actually count on. I don't know if I can say trust, than a whole bunch of fake people, a whole fake entourage. I'd rather have people I trust. And I think I have someone in the video chat room. I'm just going to write a little note here. Thank you. Thank you, Mountman. Anyway, to let you know if you want, as the video chat pops up, I'm multitasking, I'm learning as I go, I've been doing this show for a while. There's two call-in numbers, and, you know, it's Sunday, so most cell phones are free, so the first call-in number is 347-989-1473. The other number is 877-907-7217. 877-907-7217. And remember, when you call in, if I ever have guests on the show, please respect my guests. I am not going to have a Howard Stern, let's yell and scream at my guest on the show. No, a guest is like someone inviting into my house where that they're called and, you know, they're respected. I'm not going to sit here and talk about religion, politics, or anything sexual innuendos. It's about dreams and inspiring people. And I'm going to keep inspiring people and tell people they are good enough as anybody else, just like me, myself, as I'm sitting here live on a radio show right now, Sunday night. Well, it would depend. It could be Monday morning or whatever. It depends on where you are in the world, because my show is broadcasted and it can be heard, even archived, any country, any city, any state, any town, anybody can listen to it. And, you know, I feel very lucky and blessed to be able to do this, because 10 years ago, I never thought I would be doing anything like this, never in my life, because, you know, I've learned in the entertainment business, a lot of people are in it for themselves. So I learned to keep networking with the people who I actually feel comfortable working with. And if those were the same people that I was to work with for the rest of my life, that's perfectly fine by me. Because making connections with the people that I can work with to keep growing and keep finding those people, like the stunt guys and stuff like that that have been in the business for a while, I just want to say to those guys out there that have talked with me, have sat down and spoke to me like a human being, thank you so much. Or as Jackie Chan would say, shishé. I'm just very, very thankful. And I do want to talk a little bit about, about Falkir yesterday. I came up to talk about the plot and stuff like that, but I'm multitasking right now. I'm opening up my Facebook, people are commenting stuff here and there. But I have to say, Falkir is one of the hottest film sets I have worked on in my life. Do you know how cold it is up in Maine? It's like the North Pole up here. It's the North Pole. I should have just moved to the North Pole, but it is so cold trying to film, and it was just like one of those days where the camera ran out of time. We had to go back and juice it up, and we ate and went back out there, and let's see, yeah, Mountain Man, I think it was about 20s or something. I don't know. When we went back out there, I think it dropped about 20 degrees, so it was even colder. So just picture this. How cold it is out there. You're in a costume, nothing covering your arms. So I'm praying all dear God and Jesus that we end up having something like a cape or something. I don't know, but I am praying. So it's getting colder and colder. And can you even imagine this? Out in the cold, okay, there's nothing. Yeah, Mountain Man just typed through. Yeah, it is definitely cold out there. But, you know, when people say that they're going to do something about a film, you know, and like I said, I've been watching Jackie for many years. When I was out there yesterday, a thing that came to me in my mind was two things about Jackie Chan. One of my favorite films that he's done, it was called First Strike. He actually was out there in the cold, and he jumped in the water, and it was in the cold. He's sitting there freezing. I'm like, man, this guy is nuts. And, I mean, that's a film that, you know, it's a little bit older, but I think it was in the 90s. I think it was in the late 90s. But if you watch it, Jackie's doing all his own stunts, and he's freezing his butt off. So there's a thing that I learned about Jackie, a little trick. And if you're any Jackie Chan fan, if you're a true Jackie fan, you will definitely know this. That Jackie, when he gets really, really mad, he does this little trick. Jackie puts his head between his legs. Yes, I swear to God, this is a trick that Jackie Chan does. Jackie throws his head between his legs to make the blood rush to his head. So when he picks his head up, it makes it really red in the face, and that's how he looks real angry. So thinking of that, yesterday on set, out there in the cold, I bent over, put my head between my legs, and it was much warmer. So, yeah, exactly. That's just something, you know, tricks that I learned from Jackie Chan. So, you know, I just feel like I said, I just feel like my life is changing even more. And I know in the year 2013, the year of the water snake, I am going to work with Jackie Chan. There's no doubts, there's no ifs and buts, and it doesn't matter what anybody says, because anybody that says anything, they're not in my life. And anyway, yesterday, some of the best things isn't just working on the film set. Now, at my brother's house, there's some animals, and I was like, I get to chill with them. And I actually made a video of his big blue bird, who I get to sit with, and it's just really cool. His name is Scooby-Doo, and if I say it right, it's a Messian. What the heck is it? It's a big blue bird. Let's put it that way. His name is Scooby-Doo. He's wicked awesome and stuff, and he can mimic a lot of words, and he's just a really huge blah, 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 blah. Can you tell him? Thank God I'm not drinking. And, yep, no drinking and talking on a show right here. But Scooby, he's very entertaining. Yesterday I was sitting there going, and he started going, and he does a lot of things like that, and the little guy, well, he's not really that little, but he is a big bird. And I was holding him, and it's like he went down my leg, and I was like, Scooby, what are you doing? He's looking at me. He crawled up my leg up to my shoulder, and I have a picture where he's, like, cuddling with me. The bird likes to cuddle. And he's just adorable, and I just, like, love him. And then there's a picture I also got to take. My brother has this wolf dog, and his name is Steel, and he's wicked awesome. And I get to cuddle with him, and he's wicked kind of cool and stuff. And they have a ferret, and his name is Choi. He's just so adorable. And I think I'm a ferret whisperer, because I actually had a ferret, and it actually, you know, years ago, and it just came to me. And I ended up with a ferret. This is how I get most of my animals. I swear to God, this is how. I don't have to pay for that. They just mostly all come to me. Like my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, who's sitting here. She's just so adorable. And if anybody's been to my Facebook page, you would definitely see her. She's a calico money cat. And she just ended up showing in my backyard. And I had a pet. I don't know. That's just the thing right now. Actually, I'm also babysitting a snake right now. Yeah. I think I've, worked with many different types of animals, but this is the first for a snake, babysitting a snake, but he's adorable. He's an orange snake. I know, I'm a spaz, mouth to me, and I can't help it. This is how I am. I'm on the show, so I have to be entertaining. I'm not going to be boring. I know, breathe, Daniel's son, breathe. I have my video chat open, and I think I'm making Mountain Man laugh. I don't really have any guests on the show today, so I might just do a half-hour show. But right now, what I'm going to do is take a break. And I opened up the show with Battle Song, and I'm going to play Battle Song once again. Now, anybody that knows epic films have to have music, which sets the mood of the film. So with the song that I always play called Battle Song, Le Horror Le Coeur de Lisa, he actually composed this song, and he's singing it with his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. And this is something, you know, if you know anything about action films, you know that these songs will help set the mood. So in our film, Valkyr, we play superheroes. I feel so lucky and blessed because I'm finally playing a lead in a superhero. Ever since I was little, and I've mentioned this before, I watched the show Wonder Woman, and you can guess my age, right, which I'm 42, and I wanted to be Wonder Woman. So many years later, I'm in a film doing a lead playing Wonder Woman. And let me just say, well, not playing the Wonder Woman, but our Wonder Woman with other Wonder Women. And it's hard. It is so hard on this film set. This is the hardest film set I've worked on my whole entire life. And I've worked on a couple of Hollywood film sets, but this is the hardest film I've ever had to work on. So what I'm going to do is actually go to break and play the song. Now, I want people to realize this song, Battle Song, it's going to have a feel to it. And I don't know if this is when we're going to be on the horses and we're doing battle, because we are taking horseback riding lessons and doing the battle and such. You're going to feel the song, you know, when I play it. So let me go to break, and it's only about 4 minutes long. So here we go. This is Battle Song by Ahura Zecora-Deliza, the man, the myth, the legend, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. Here we go. Battle Song by Ahura Zakor Deliza, the man, the myth, the legend, and his lovely wife, Sonari. And that song's actually going to be in our film, Valkyr. And the funny thing is, being able to do this film, I honestly don't know too much about mythology. And I'm actually playing a Valkyrie, you know, playing a lead with some other women, and my brother, Ahura Zakor Deliza, anybody can call him Z, and you can look all this stuff on Facebook, and you can actually, you know, IMDb it or whatever, but the film itself has given me this great opportunity to play a lead. Now, you know, in the industry, a lot of times in the lead with women, they want to have particular women look a certain way. Well, the thing, the vision of Ahura Zakor Deliza is showing women different shapes, different sizes, but we can do leads. We can be strong, and we can do things like anybody else. Now, here I am. You know, never thought, like, once again, that I'd ever be doing anything like this. You know, at age 42, and a lot of people say, I don't look like it, which I'm very, you know, I do thank you, people that have been saying that to me, so thank you very much. And, you know, trying to get back into working out more, I just got my elliptical, and I'm going to work out even more. You know, around the holidays, you kind of go, whatever. It's just something that I'm going to have to do and get even more stronger and get back into training a little bit more into martial arts, because we're going to be doing the fight scenes ourselves. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, out there in radio land, us women, anybody, excuse me, my voice is cracking, I need a little sip of juice here or something. Us women are not having any stunt doubles. Nope, actually, no one in the film is having any stunt doubles. Actually, we're doing our own fights. And, you know, weapons, the whole schmeal, taking horseback riding lessons. I just can't wait for, I've seen an example of what our final costume is going to look like, because we had our first costume, now we have our training costume where we're out there in the cold up here in Maine, which, like, once again, it is like the North Pole. And it's filming yesterday where we had to go back out, and it had dropped 10 degrees. We had nothing on our arms, and it was so cold. You know, trying to, you know, what we're doing, we're actually doing training as we're filming, and it's freezing out there. And I'm just like, oh, my God, when people complain about things on film sets, because I've worked on film sets, and I hear people complaining, I don't think half the people complaining up there on certain things on film sets would be able to deal with this. I really, really don't think so. And I'm sitting here going, yesterday going, oh, my God. I'm thinking of my idol Jackie Chan, the man I want to work with. You know, stuff that he's been doing for years. And once again, going back before I went to play our song in the film First Strike, he actually was in the winter with no winter jacket, snowboarding. And he fell into the water from jumping from a helicopter, swinging from a helicopter, and he fell in the water. And he was so cold, and I'm like, oh, my God, how does this man, how has he done this for years? And the man, Jackie, is 58 years old. Now, the thing is, you know, being a true Jackie Chan fan, knowing, you know, things that he's done, like I said, the secret is to put your head between your legs. I know all you're going to probably think is an ostrich putting your head in the, being scared, an ostrich, you know, like in the cartoons, even years ago, the ostriches, when they're scared, ostrich, you know, a big bird. I know I talk funny with the whole Boston accent, but sticking your head in the ground like you're freezing. I actually, yesterday, to keep warm, I wasn't jumping around. I stuck my head between my legs. I bent over, stuck my head between my legs, and I was curling up in a ball, standing up to keep warm because I thought of Jackie Chan, because that is how he gets really, really mad. He puts his head between his legs, and that's how he has the blood rush to his face. And that's how he gets so mad and has that expression. And Jackie Chan has these great facial expressions that I just love. And, I mean, I've loved this man for years, ever since I was little. The thing is, and I've mentioned before, and I know it's a really sad thing, and when I tell people this, I had to hide the fact that I've liked Jackie Chan for so many years. It's the silliest thing because I am an adult, but, you know, some families, I don't think it can be accepted about martial arts, especially with the woman. You know, I know it sounds crazy. Nowadays, it's a lot different. Now, I don't know if it has anything to do with Asian culture or whatever it is. And it's, if you have people that were in your family, you know, going to, especially as I was getting older, and when I, like, it was almost like I had to watch Jackie Chan in secret. I had to kind of keep Jackie Chan in the closet. It was something I had to do. And I watched those crazy Kung Fu dubs movies from USA. It was a channel. I don't know if it even exists now because I don't get TV. I haven't had a TV for 3 years ever since I left Boston to come up here to Maine. I left everything behind because I was just like, you know, I mean, you know, I don't want to make people like want to feel pity for me. It's just that I try to set an example. It's things that I went through 3 years ago when I did leave Boston. I left everything behind. I threw clothes in my car. My car's not working now, but, and I just left. I just felt like, even like, you know, with boyfriends, like exes and stuff, I used to get into fights where they were saying it's not normal to do fights and stuff as an art form on a screen. And, you know, even when I got into martial arts in when I was 34 years old, you know, training and loving this martial art that was taught in Portuguese, capoeira, which is actually, it started in Africa and transcended into Brazil, which was to do with the slaves. And actually, there's a film out that you can probably watch on YouTube called The Beetle, and it's really raw and such, and I have to go back to watching it, and it was really, really, really raw. And, you know, everything that I had gone through and going through this for 10 years and telling my story, because I believe if a person has a dream, they have a right to their dream. Now, I know everybody's going to pay bills. You know, you're going to pay roof over your head, and it's really, really hard. But I guarantee if you hang in there like I did for 10 years, every single day, I've been working almost every single day for 10 years, networking, finding stuntmen and stuff. And when I first got into acting, I think, oh, man, I'm not beautiful enough. I thought I was really ugly. And you know, just doing the martial arts, and people telling me, Shelly, it has nothing to do with beauty. You're funny. And now, if you really think about it, you really don't watch yourself if you're doing films and stuff like that. People observe you. So if you don't watch yourself, if I'm not watching myself, how do I know how funny I am? So I went to audition for this thing called Joey and Maria's Italian Comedy Wedding, and I made people laugh. People were laughing, so I kept getting to do the show. Then I went to another show called Clatterbing and became an original cast member. And I have a lot of great improv experience. I'm a great improv actor, and I do crazy characters, and I can do it coming to your face. Now, the parts that I don't do, I don't take my clothes off. I don't do kissing scenes. I want to be a woman in lead doing my own fight scenes. And let me just state something, because people want to think, martial arts films and such are very violent films. But it's like, if you really think about it, it is acting. I know the difference between film and real life. Film is just something on a film. People use their body as an art form to do it on film. In real life, I know the difference, because films are just films. That's just make-believe. But when they're doing the fight scenes and doing the stunts, those are dangerous. I also do know that, and people have told me to be very careful. And that's why with my film, The Dishwasher, which I had to put on hold for a little while, the person that's actually one of my leads, well, actually two of my leads, they have the experience. And Anthony, one of my main leads, he actually went to a stunt school. He was in the circus, and he's just very, very talented. He went to the stunt school. He jumped off, you know, a building and all these different things. He got set on fire. So he has the experience. And people like, Shelly, be careful. And I do know that. I don't want to get hurt. You plan for it. And there's no, you know, and it's just something amazing how when I look in the industry, and there's so many beautiful people in an industry that are competing, like who's better looking than who. The thing is, with action films, with stunts and fights, maybe they are looking for a certain type of girl sometimes. But if women don't get in their minds, you know, just because you're cute or whatever, you bat your eyelashes at someone to get a part, you know, you really have to really be careful and aware on a set, because if not, not only can you hurt yourself really bad, you can hurt, you know, the other people that are around you. So I've been doing my homework for 10 years, and I've been looking and friending people and trying to find those people. And actually, even though I didn't go and leave on their Facebook pages, maybe not all the time, if I like a person's style, I've kept them in my head for a stunt team, because I know next year, after working on a set with Jackie Chan, I'm going to come back, whatever it may be. He's doing so many different films. And let me just say, Jackie Chan is not retiring. And all this stuff, I mean, this happens all the time. Every time Jackie has films out there, the media goes and has a field day and want to bring Jackie Chan down. Now, if you really look at Jackie Chan's really Facebook page, there's over 30 million people that love Jackie Chan. Excuse me while I get a drink here. I'm sorry. I had a touch of pneumonia for a little while, so hold on for a second. Oh, gosh. And I tend to notice, excuse me, that anytime Jackie has a very big film out, the media just has a friggin' field day. And he's been touring with his Chinese Zodiac film, which I just found out something really, truly wonderful. Even though it's shown in China, I just heard a rumor that Chinese Zodiac is going to be shown in America in 2013 in the summer. Oh, I'm in heaven. Even though I know Jackie's doing many, many things, and actually the Zodiac, the 12 Zodiacs, the heads that are actually in the film, where it actually was in China, I guess they were stolen with kind of history. Jackie donated those heads from his films. I mean, he does these amazing things. He keeps giving back. And what I really, really want to do, because I do see things, notice things, and I'm always talking about Jackie Chan. As an American, you know, when coming together with a person like Jackie Chan, who is Chinese, who's Asian, to bring our world even together more, because there's so much hate out there in the world. And, you know, I'm not really, I mean, even though in the films and such about Superman and Wonder Woman and all this stuff, we're suffering in the world today. And all the pain and suffering, and, you know, I don't want to beat it to a pulp, because, you know, within the last couple of weeks, things that have happened. And I wanted to follow even more in the footsteps of Jackie. So I started doing things in other Facebook pages and stuff. You know, not just my fan pages where, you know, about J.G. and Noni or the NC Monkeys, ENC Monkeys, or Donald Chan or Dirk Rave, who's actually coming from Germany to here to work in Dracula 2013. But other things, too, where in my life growing up, I had bullies and such, and I know out there there's a horrible, horrible thing that happens to kids as early as 9 years old. And they take their lives. They hang themselves in their bedroom, and they get bullied, and they feel alone. And I've seen the YouTube videos where kids, they actually do their suicide note on YouTube. Here I am thinking, what the heck can I do? What in the world can I do? And I'm coming on board for a film called Bullied, the movie, B-U-L-L-I-E-D, the movie. And I will try to spell things as best as I can. And I don't know, I might be acting in the film. No, it has nothing to do with acting. I might play the role of the mom. I don't know, I'm not really too sure, but maybe that's something I can do. Once again, it's just a regular role. It has nothing to do with action. But I am definitely an advocate for the film. I have to do a video and all this stuff coming on board. And like Jackie Chan, and maybe I'm not as big as Jackie Chan, but do things in my own way. So this is something that I want to do and give back in my own way, because it's really going to be really hard for me. And thinking that, you know, I mean, you move on. You grow up as an adult and you make your own decision. You have your own free will. But going back and talking about things, being beat up where, you know, the neighbors, they washed it. Teachers, they did not care. I went home, and I was told it's my fault. It was just, it was around me all the time. Now, we didn't have internet growing up, but I was there. I was one of these kids that was beat up every single day, not just by girls, but by the boys, too. And to really think about it, to look back, and here I am at age 42, you have to really think this is very ironic that I had bullies, and I'm looking forward to working on a Jackie Chan film set. And I mean, it has to be some sort of amazing to survive things. And it's like I had an unhappy childhood. You know, it was hard. But, you know, as an adult, whatever you go through as a kid, it should make you stronger. It should make you say, you know what, because I survived that stuff, you know, everything that I've gone through, it can make you stronger to get what you want to do. Because if you really think about it, in the entertainment business, oh, yeah. If you really, really think about it, how hard is the entertainment business? Nobody that's normal would get into the entertainment business. You've got to be kind of nuts. You have to really, really think about that. You want to get into the entertainment business, you know, it is really hard. And when I first got into the entertainment business, no one wanted to give me a chance. I had to work my butt off because they wanted to give me the slut parts, the hooker parts. And when people were saying this, it was in my 30s because I had a rockin' bod, like really hard, ripped and everything from, you know, from working out 3 to 4 nights a week in the dojo. And people are like, you should take it as a compliment. And I'm like, I'm not, yeah, it might be a compliment, but those are not the roles I want to do. So I was like, no, I want to do this and do that. I want to do, I'm like, you know, I'm 5'8", you know, and was training in a dojo. And I was like, well, you know, maybe I can't, but can I be a guy? I'll stick a sock in my pants and put my hair up underneath my hat and everything like that. I'll take my boobs together and, you know, I make it look like dressing like a man. I look like a man, you know what I mean? So, you know, just to do something to try to get a part. No one wanted to give me a part. But slowly, by sticking with it, I kept finding more and more people. And yeah, I'm 42, but why can't I? Why do we have to be, as we get older, why do we think we have to just sit around and wait to be in the grave? Just because we're getting close to now, I'm 42, you know, I don't think about retiring. I keep wanting to do things. Why do I have to be at the age of 42 of thinking of retiring? I'm here alive today. You know, you don't know what the future is going to hold, you know. If this whole ball of wax is still here, you know, hopefully it will be a long, long time. But why do I have to think, because I'm 42, my life is over? Why do women have to think like that? Because we get to a certain age, society programs women that once they reach even past 40, that we don't seem to count anymore. Why is that? We can start conditioning and programming our minds and do something. You know, and I think it's possible, and I think I might help to pave a little bit of a way. Okay, I just want to say goodbye. Okay, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, sweetie, and you have a good night. Okay, well, let's see. I want to play one more song. We'll actually play a couple more songs because my throat needs a break here. Now, okay, what I'm going to do is play this other song. It's Athenius, and this is a song that's actually on YouTube. It's Athenatis, and it's actually from my brother, Ahura Zakura Deliza, and his first name is Ahura, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Shanari, sings it. It's inspirational, and it's very happy. Let's see. I'm going to play this song, give my voice a little break so I can go type in the video chat room. So here we go, and you'll enjoy this positivity. Thank you. Okay, and once again, that was Seth Dennis, A-T-H-E-N-A-T-I-S, by Hora Zakor Delizer and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sinari. And to remember that, you know, if you have a dream, you should go for it. You know, whatever it may be, and it may sound silly to a lot of people because just imagine, you know, when I wasn't in the entertainment business at all, you know, like I said, I never thought 10 years ago I would be doing this, doing a radio show or anything, and saying, I want to work with Jackie Chan. Can you imagine in my 30s and just saying, I want to work with Jackie Chan? I was laughed at a lot. And people yelled at me and screamed at me, get it out of your head. It's not normal to, like, watch Jackie Chan. I don't know what, you know, I mean, his films are very positive. Yes, I know it has to do with martial arts, but the man himself is a very good role model because he gives back. I mean, I can't even tell you how much money he donates. He's actually been auctioning off his own things that he's accumulated. This car, it was a very expensive car. He auctioned it off to donate the money towards charity. And he just keeps doing things. I mean, just look up Jackie Chan and you'll see everything this man has done. And I just don't know why I've always looked up to Jackie. I don't know if it was that big smile. The very first time I saw Jackie Chan, I was little. And, you know, I hung around with the nerds and the geeks and stuff like that. And we, I was over this crazy kid, Brian's house. And at the time, we did not have, you know, all this technology today, and this film Cannonball Run came on. And us kids, you know, we were, like, excited because of a guy. He was wearing a cape. His name was, in the character, was Captain Chaos. And I remember him going, dun, dun, dun. So it happened in a part that Jackie Chan, this was the very first time I've seen Jackie Chan. He got out of the car, and he was one of the participants in the race. He got out. He had this big smile, and I just looked at Jackie, and I was like, you know, I'm a little kid. And there I was, and Jackie smiled, and that smile just stayed with me for the rest of my life. And it wasn't just the smile, because I looked at it, I was like, he got a nice smile, and then he jumped up and did a kick, and I was like, oh, my God. And here I am as a little girl, and we're like, oh, my gosh. And I think we were trying to figure out, is he Japanese? Is he Chinese? We didn't know. You know, we're like little kids thinking, you know, trying to figure out. And we didn't have all this technology and computers and stuff, so, you know, we couldn't rewind. I mean, we had a cable box. We couldn't do what we did, and I couldn't get Jackie's name. So for the rest of my life, every now and then, I would see Jackie in a film. Like, we did not have the computers and the technology, so I really didn't know how to look up Jackie. So it'd keep popping up. It's not until the 90s when I started really, you know, getting to the computers a little bit and such and figure out, that's Jackie Chan, and learning about his life and reading about Jackie, and I kept thinking, I want to work with this man. For many years, even before getting to the entertainment business, I want to meet him. And it's just something in my life, I've looked up to Jackie Chan my whole life. I don't know why. Maybe it's because with martial arts, I always felt like I wanted to be a ninja. I know it sounds silly, but I've always wanted to be a ninja. A lot of girls, they wanted to have Barbies and stuff. And like I said, most of the time I hid a lot of things because when you have bullies, you get tormented at school, and I hid everything. And I liked G.I. Joes, and I loved Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow. And I was geeky girl that watched, you know, the awkward girl that never had a boyfriend until I was out of high school, and it was hell, but I just liked all the stuff. Where now the Comic-Con conventions, they're all popular, and it's so expensive and stuff, and I liked it before it was cool, and just all these things, but, you know, now I guess it's different a lot of days, but to survive everything I did, I mean, you know, teachers just did not care about you back then. Maybe it's different nowadays. Like, I have not been to school in about 20 years, so I don't know. I just was not like a person that liked school. Even though I wasn't a troublemaker, I never did drugs or anything. I just wanted to live my life. And let's see, I think I've got about 11 more minutes on the show here. And know, people, they try to ask me advice about, you know, because of how lucky I am now, where I'm starting to do more films, how can they start their dream? Well, the first thing you got to do is in your life, if possible, if there's negative people around you, get away from them. That's the first thing you have to do, because that's what was wrong with me. I was around the most negative, blood-sucking vampires in my life. So, you know, stepping into a dojo, finding people, keep asking the universe, I want positive people. You know, it's something that I've, my whole life, had asked for. One of the first people that actually came into my life that really, really believed in me was Ahura Zakor Delisa. And when I told him and I met him, you know, just thinking, it was from a site, and people were telling me about him, and I saw a picture of him, and I saw him bowing, and I said, that's a martial artist. I was like, I got to meet this guy. And I talked with the first time on the phone, and Ahura is very educated. Now, this is how silly I am. I did say this. I'm gonna admit this. I said this. And I was looking at his picture. I'm sitting on the computer, on the phone. And like I said, it's just things. I'm very naive with certain things and stuff, just thinking. And as Ahura is talking more and more, because I got to speak with him on the phone, I'm looking at the picture. He is very intelligent. The thing that pops out of my mind, now this is what I was thinking. I was thinking, is this Ahura? Are you the big black guy on the internet? He's like, yes, I am. Like I said, he's a very intelligent man. And I'm going, yeah, well, why aren't you going? Yo. And I was just like, it must have been like, oh my God, this girl's crazy. Yeah. What's this say? I don't know what this is. Love. They just dropped the granite off. I'm like, what? I don't know. Somebody typed something in my chat room. I'm sorry. I've got the chat room open up and stuff, and someone typed something. I wasn't too sure what it is, but, you know, here I was thinking and, you know, coming to find out, you know, thinking that this man or would be the person that would change my life. Now, I have to admit, though, before meeting Ahura, one man, another one that I call my brother, you can even look him up. He's done many things. His name is Jay Giannone. And he's out there in Hollywood, and he's doing things. He was working with Jason Stratman, and he actually, Jay Giannone, actually took Leonardo DiCaprio under his wings for the film The Departed and taught Leonardo DiCaprio about the South Boston way. And I'm from Boston, you know, lived in those areas and such. And, you know, just to have someone like Jay who was out there in Hollywood, where I had asked him, and a lot of people, you know, told me I couldn't work with Jackie. And here he was, you know, the show, the HBO show, Entourage, is based on Jay Giannone's life and Mark Wahlberg's life, because him and Mark are friends. And the HBO show Entourage is about Jay. And he's done many things. So one day I was really distraught, and I called up Jay, and he was out there in California. And I was very upset. And I asked Jay, I said, do you think it is possible for me to work with Jackie Chan? Now, this man's out there working on the Hollywood film sets. I'm not talking just about independent films. He actually gets film parts. Look up Jay Giannone, Giannone, Jay Giannone, and he actually told me, didn't make fun of me, didn't say anything. When I asked him, I said, do you think it's possible I could work for Jackie Chan? Jay turned around and said to me, yeah, it's possible, you just got to work for it. And now all these other people that have told me, Jay's actually out there in Hollywood working all these film sets, and I run a Jay Giannone fan club page. Jay just got done working with Harvey Keitel, and God only knows, he was working in a film called Iceman, and he's doing many things, getting these film roles. So that tells you something right there. People that have been in the business working those types of films, someone saying, like, I can do it, that's kind of like, whoa. That's kind of like, wow, you know what I mean? And it's just like, it's very uplifting. So, you know, I mean, there are people out there that have been trying to help me out. And once again, I'm very thankful and very, very happy and blessed to be able to do this. And I know in 2013, the year of the water snake, I am going to work with Jackie Chan. And before I let everyone go, I'm going to play this song called The Fighter. Now, this song is actually by my nephew, Sacrifice and Cardiac. The song means very much a lot to me because it's my theme song. It's called The Fighter. And, I mean, it's on YouTube and stuff like that. The thing is, in my film Dishwasher, which I'm going to be playing a dishwasher, and it's kind of going to have a Jackie Chan feel to it, and my film The Dishwasher is dedicated to Jackie Chan. The song The Fighter is going to have a dedication to Sarah, who had passed away last year from cancer. She lost her battle. And then Ashley is my nephew's, Sacrifice's wife, who had passed away. So what I'm doing in honor of Sarah, in the film at the end, in the credits, I'm dedicating the song The Fighter to Sarah. So I am going to play this song. And for anybody out there that has a dream, just remember, you are as good as anybody else, because if I can do it, and next year I'm going to be working on Jackie Chan film set, just to let you know, you are too. So the song, The Fighter, this is for all the people out there, the dreamers. So I just want to say thank you, everybody, for listening. Usually it's Wednesday nights and Sundays I put on the show, and I want to say thank you very much for everybody in the chat room. And this song, I'm leaving the show with The Fighter. For all the dreamers out there, you keep fighting because your dream will come true. Everyone, have a good night.
Sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose. I ain't gonna stop, no.